devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I got to find Code Devil. He stuck around. I appreciate it. He is Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Airs right after this fine program at 5 o'clock Central Time. Earl, can't wait to party with you this weekend, man. Having our company party. Going to be a good time had by all or most, but hopefully all. I'll have a good time for everybody, Earl. You can just join in. Few questions, Earl. State of Wisconsin, you live here. You've lived here your whole life. We have the most disparate outcomes for black people when it comes to incarceration. More blacks per population in prison than anywhere else in the nation, right here in the great state of Mississippi. So I got a quick quote. I'd like to read it to you. And, you know, in light of that, I'd like your response, Earl. The speaker here, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, here's what she said. They were isolated. She's talking about the January 6th insurrectionist. You know, coming up on the one-year anniversary, Earl. They were isolated in a separate wing of the jail. They were abused. They were ridiculed. They were mocked because of their political beliefs and because of January 6th and because of the color of their skin. They were white people, Earl. I think she's implying white people mocked for what, being in jail? Your thoughts.
You know, Crudy, the state of Wisconsin is only 6% blacks. You think about it. The entire state, we only make up 6% of the black population. And so there's a reason that many people of color don't get to see most of what happens in the state. Don't know much at all about it outside of Racine, Kenosha, you know, and a few other places. And so we are used to being isolated, and that's not a good thing for anybody. And yet when we face the kinds of obstacles that we face, there's not a whole lot of sympathy in the nation for what it is to be a black person in America. And there are times now where even as Marjorie Taylor Greene and others like her who are so far removed, Rebecca Clayfish, and this argument about, you know, the books and the history and how it we can't allow white children to feel guilty for what their ancestors did. And so we don't want that history to come out, even though if you flip that to the other side, the people who really took the brunt of all of that, people of color, what are our children to know? So those things happen to our children, to us, and our children asked us the questions why we are in the conditions we are in the wealthiest nation on earth. And so we're not supposed to teach our children the truth about the history of what happened in this nation, the fact that people of color were used in this nation for centuries in for cheap labor, and many instances for no labor, to help build the nation and make it what it is. That history should not be taught to everybody in this country. It's just like what took place with the Native Americans. That history has been wiped away. So why won't the nation tell the truth about its history? We can point our fingers at other nations and talk about their shortcomings. But for heaven's sakes, man, this nation itself won't teach the true history about how we got to where we are and why we are who we are in this country. And there's something wrong with that whole idea, Creed.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Earl Ingram. He is the fine host of the Earl Ingram Show. Comes on 5 o'clock right here on Devil Radio. And Earl, you and I sat on a talk radio panel some 5 years ago on Milwaukee Magazine. They invited you and I and Dan O'Donnell, who is a right-wing talk radio host, and Vicky McKenna, who's a screechy right-wing talk radio host, and Jerry Bader, who is something of a moderate who got fired for being a never-Trumper. But let's talk about the other two on the panel. Dan O'Donnell's got a big megaphone. Right now, right-wing talk radio, the station he's on, the righty-whitey station's pulling a 10-plus share in Milwaukee. And he plays out in Milwaukee, plays out in Madison, and Vicky McKenna does the same. And if I recall correctly, that night ended unceremoniously as they turned on the house lights, kicked everyone out, and had to cut off Vicky's microphone as she was screaming at you at the top of her lungs, Black Lives Matter! Well, she's out there telling a big lie each and every day. And I'm not talking about the January 6th or the rigged election big lie. They're fomenting the racism every day on the radio airwaves. And Earl, you know, sometimes it's way beyond dog whistle, especially with this newest case in Waukesha, and the fact that it's a black perpetrator of the crime. So I want to get your opinion. Righty Whitey Talk Radio, how complicit are they in building upon this sort of racist foundation, to your opinion, Earl?
Well, since I've been listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio for 40 years, you think about that, Crudy, for 40 years of my life, I've been listening to conservative talk radio.
From the crib, Earl.
It doesn't surprise me. I said this on towards the end of my show on yesterday. I said to have the legislature, Republicans from Waukesha and other places, demanding that District Attorney Chisholm,
Milwaukee County District Attorney. They don't even live in the county, and there's 16 of them that represent the adjacent Whitey County of Waukesha.
But they're arrogant enough that they feel that they have a right to demand what happens in this city, let alone when the city needs something from them to uplift and to give our city and the people and the citizens of this city, Milwaukee, a fair opportunity to do for itself. They do everything within their power to take away that opportunity to assist our city in doing what it needs to do on its own. We don't get any help from conservatives in the legislature. So I said clearly, we don't want to hear what Waukesha has to say. Our hearts go out to what happened to those people, and that's the absolute truth. But we don't want to hear what people from Waukesha are saying about what should happen in the city of Milwaukee, because clearly if you look at the carnage that happens in the city of Milwaukee day in, day out, night in, night out, I think there's 160 murders already, and we haven't heard any support from Waukesha County when it comes to that.
Well, their support, or at least my interpretation of their level of support, is lock them all up, Earl. Throw more of these criminals in jail for longer, throw away the key, more incarceration. That's the solution.
Yeah, but they don't want to pay the taxes necessary to make sure that we have, the prisons are already full. The jails are already full. There's no place else to put people. The answer can never continue to be lock people up. We have a system that is unjust, that is unfair, based on what we are talking about, the history of this nation and what it's done to people of color. And just be right. Do what's right in this country for everybody. Treat everybody fairly, and then we won't have to worry about locking people up and throwing away the key.
Earl, they're listening to us in Minneapolis right now, across the river, AM 950. And what I would say is there, in the state of Minneapolis, they incarcerate about half as many people, and they expend about half as much money. So, you know, I was only tongue-in-cheek saying lock them up, because that's what Republicans would do.
They're
locking up plenty of people here, more so than any of our neighbors when it comes to black populations, more so than anywhere else in the nation as a percentage of population. Earl, they would literally like to lock you up, or people like you. Anyone that makes them fearful, well, that's all they want. Lock them up.
Well, so my response to that, Crudy, is I'm old enough to remember when opportunities existed in this state for everybody. And we had one of the lowest incarceration rates in the entire nation, the city of Milwaukee, and people of color. So we've seen what can happen if people are given a fair and equitable opportunity to live the American dream. So if they're not given that, what do you expect? If people are in a survival mode on a daily basis and they don't know where they're getting their next meal, the injustice and inequity that happens in this country puts people in a survival situation. And when the first law of nature is self-preservation, and you are living that your entire life, and then you add drugs and guns into the mix, and people don't know how to deal with their anger, then you get the mixture that we have right now in the city of Milwaukee and central cities across this nation, Crudy, that put people in those situations.
Earl, Politico Magazine reporting today, a story on Chicago, and they're listening to us in Chicago tonight on WCPT, 8:20 a.m. But Chicago, in some of the predominantly black neighborhoods, they've had outbound migration of up to 40% in the last 20 years, Earl. Since 2000, they have lost 40% of their black population in some of the biggest black neighborhoods in Chicago. Well, first and foremost, I would wonder where are the people moving to? And above and beyond that, Earl, you know, I've teased you often. We talk about the bad outcomes in Milwaukee, and that's your city. You've lived there your whole life. And I question, why do you continue living there sometimes if it ain't getting better? And what's your response?
Well because this is my home, and this is where my family is. And I'm not going to run from a place that spurned me and gave me my opportunity to be the person that I am today. And so I'm here to fix and work towards, and you know me, trying to make it a better place. It does no good if all of us decide to run and leave it to burn. Many of those people who left Chicago came to Milwaukee because it's right up the road. And many of them were people who have been in some trouble, to say the least. So we have an opportunity, Crudy, to repair Milwaukee, and it'll never be what she was before for my generation when we had opportunities. But clearly, if we're not willing to fight for our city, and as I said to you, my family is here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to die here trying to make it a better place. And there are other people like me in this city who feel the same way.
Earl, Build Back Better. Joe Biden's trying to move a human infrastructure plan. And obviously, we still got to get past Manchin and Sinema. But are you hopeful? Are you optimistic for investment, especially lead pipes, replacing the laterals in Milwaukee? What's your thought?
Well, you know, Crudy, I've been reading about lead pipes and laterals, and they're all over the nation. And you wonder why a nation that can spend almost $1 trillion a year on the military can't seem to find money, Crudy, to make sure that the children and its population is not poisoned by lead. It says something about our nation that is not willing to make sure that the people of the nation, the taxpayers of the nation, aren't given clean water. Yet we go all over the world making sure other nations have clean water. But here at home, we won't do that ourselves.
I guess you got to get a straw and suck it out of Lake Michigan like Foxconn did. Earl Ingram, fine host, friend of mine. Can't wait to see you at the party this weekend. Can't wait to hear your show starting at 5 o'clock right here on Devil Radio. Earl, thanks for coming around and being my pal.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Come back
all
with
right.
us.
Later.
More time for your phone calls. I swear. 844-967-2789. I'm like, Earl, forget the phone number.